Welcome back to Afternoons Live. I'm your host, Dane DeCray, filling in for Tyler Axness, who's filling in for Joel Heidkamp, who I have heard does not want me to make any more jokes, and so for that reason, I will double down. The rumor I heard now is he is meeting with his political team to announce his run for governor next week. Meeting with the Brain Trust. So good luck with that, and I can't wait for the rollout. All right, folks, we're 1-1. We have City Hall, we have beers, and now we're talking about the third thing that Fargo loves, NDSU Bison Sports. I am here today with the founder and a member of what's called the Bison Collective, Jay Bartley and Neil Raisler. Gentlemen, how you doing?
Doing well, Dan. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you very much. Great.
So I have to admit, usually when I bring guests in, I have a little bit of an idea, more so than today. And we were talking about this off air, but I genuinely don't know a ton about what the Bison Collective is. I know that it's a thing that's come up with these new NCAA rules. And so the first question is going to be an open-ended one to Jay. I'm going to kick it off because he's the founder of this organization. What is the Bison Collective? What do you guys do? What's the goal? Let me hear your elevator pitch.
A little 30-second commercial here. First of all, appreciate the opportunity because I think the education piece is what's so important for people to better understand it. So we're in our first year. Our website went live in September. And so we're very proud of gaining roughly 500 members that are chipping in and paying either monthly or making a one-time donation. But at a national level, like the Notre Dame's, Clemson's, Auburn, Alabama, they're in roughly their 33rd, 34th month. So I kind of feel like we're a little bit lucky kind of catching up because so many of those months were filled with mistakes at the high-level collective level. So the Green and Gold Collective at NDSU is a collective that that I started with the group. And we're a bunch of fundraisers, volunteers out there raising money for NIL, which is name, image, and likeness, basically allowing us to pay our student athletes for their name, image, and likeness. So I think what a lot of people remember is like the Fab Five, you know, we're all sports junkies with those huge shorts back in the mid-90s. And they were grumpy that the school was making millions, billions, and they were, you know, couldn't eat lunch. And so it's been just an ongoing process. And finally, the NCAA said, fine, all gloves are off. Go ahead and do it. But we aren't monitoring it. So it's been kind of the wild, wild west, and we're having a lot of fun doing it. And what I love what we're doing at NDSU is I think we're making a difference in the community.
So the first thing I got to say, I this true radio guy not knowing, it's not the Bison Collective. It's the Green and Gold. Yeah. I want to correct that. I apologize.
You're great.
I heard a lot of interesting things. So you're raising money. You have members to pay your student athletes. What are the nuts and bolts of that? Do you have, you know, a bankroll for how much each student gets? Is it, you know, sport specific, athlete specific? I mean, I don't know if these are trade secrets, but no. These are questions that people have who want to join or even are part of it. You know, where's my money going? Talk me through the nuts and bolts.
Yeah,
of so how
collective
it works.
Is essentially a pot of money, and you as a donor, you have an opportunity to pick the sport. So we've got a website, thegreenandthegold.com. You can go to that website. You can click on donate now. You can click on monthly or one-time donation, and then you get to pick your sport. You could also choose to email our collective, and then we essentially can work with you. We've done some athlete-specific, sports-specific. So sky's the limit because you're the donor, and I think that's really the cool thing. And maybe I want to defer to you on this one. You are not only a great donor but a great fan, and you've really, you know, we've met for some happy hours to get together and raise money with other people. You've been a good fundraiser for us. So maybe help me out there.
Yeah. So, you know, I think I'm similarly situated to a lot of people here in the community. NDSU alumni or alumnus, I should say, grew up going to Bison games, team maker, multiple sports, season ticket holder, and really just, you know, looking at the changing landscape of college sports saying, you know, what are we going to do here? You know, we're going to stay in the sidelines or we're going to be the Bison. We're going to stay ahead of this. And so, known Jay for a long time. When I saw that the Green and the Gold Collective was getting set up, I knew that we had the right person in charge of it and just, you know, made contact with Jay as soon as we could to say, what can we do? Where do we want to go with this? And Jay gave me the same information that he just gave now, but then it was that making that decision for myself and my family. We know, what do we want to do? And, you know, I think you talk about dividing between sports. Where do you want your money to go? Where do you want your contributions to go? You know, every Bison fan is a football fan, right? But we're also basketball season ticket holders. So we want to make sure that we're not falling behind in that sport and really trying to support, you know, those teams, those athletes, and just making sure that we stay at the cutting edge in our region and nationally with what we're doing with the collective.
Yeah, and I think that's important to talk about because, you know, this to me has a little bit of Title IX fear vibes, which is, you know, in a perfect world, the money goes everywhere because otherwise, like you hit it on the head, at NDSU, it's probably majority donors are going to go to football. And so, you know, what are you guys thinking about, or is there a mechanism in place, you know, or have you seen that, or is there a concern? Because, you know, I think it's really important because I do think that if it's open season and you're not doing it, you're falling behind. But, you know, there's always a worry that is it going to be all the money to a certain amount of athletes? And maybe that's what the market says. So I mean, talk about that.
That's pretty fair. I mean, we're the only mid-major collective in America that paid the we've got all current Bison football players being paid right now. So if you're on the returning team, we paid 76 student athletes already in February that have returned and are in spring ball. So when you look at, we're not trying to pay like one superstar, we're paying the team. And I think that's really helped our fundraising efforts because people are understanding, like, you know, if you're on the team, you've got a helmet, you're being paid. There's certainly some smaller different levels based on snap count and some other things that we've worked with our coaching staff on. This isn't like Jay Bartley out there making decisions on his own. We've got a wonderful team behind us, and we work with, you know, Matt Larson. We work with team makers. These are in-person meetings, essentially working directly with coaching staff, saying, hey, we need to keep this kid, or, hey, I mean, we paid for a flight home yesterday. Just a wonderful opportunity. A kid needed to get home, and we've got a donor that said they gave a check that said if there's ever a kid in need of something, get to a funeral, you know, if there's ever a real need, that this is where this money's for. So I love, you know, we have kids reading to fourth grade classes out in Horace and taking selfies, and we're trying to make a difference one at a time, and honestly, we have amazing kids, and that's been, you know, one of the things when we started this I didn't really think about, but you get a chance to meet these kids and they've just been nothing short of amazing.
One thing that I would add to that, too, is, you know, you talk about Title IX things, and nothing that we're doing is changing what's going on through TeamMakers and going on through the school. So scholarships are still going to all the sports and to all the athletes like they always have. Full cost of attendance, you know, everything, room and board, those types of things are still being school-sponsored. This is something, you know, above that. This is something just a little bit different. It's a little bit more. Jay and I are both TeamMakers. We always will be. We support the mission of that group. We support the mission of the university. This is just another way for us to continue to move NDSU forward.
And that's fair. And I should say, in case folks don't know, Title IX is just the law that requires equal access, equal opportunities for sports between men and women. And so it's good to know that that is obviously in place. You know, this is extremely interesting. Just hearing, like, the hyper, how hyper-focused this can be. A flight home. I mean, this is really such a new landscape. You know, we're going to come back after the break. I can't even in my head right now get around the things I want to ask because it's such a unique opportunity. You know, I'll let you kick it on the way out. Like, where do you see this going? I mean, I know that's probably a question for after the break, but, like, keep that in mind for both of you because I don't know what this means for college sports. It excites me. I'm a sports fan. You know, I was going to make a timeout joke on the Fab Five. But let's talk about what this means for college sports after the break. Dane DeCray, Afternoons Live. I like a little Bison music. The intro, smart move. Look at this. Got the best in the business.
What
here,
a crafty
Eric.
Veteran.
Oh, man. Veteran move.
You subvert expectations when you do it in the second segment as opposed to the first.
So this is Dane DeCray, Afternoons Live, Tyler Axness. I have to say, at the end of the last segment, you probably heard something you haven't heard in a while. And if you know me, that's probably even more surprising. I didn't know what to say. And I didn't have something snarky to say or some quippy thing to say. And that's because I think this is such a new world for what I understand watching sports as a kid and doing all those things. And so I honestly want to take the second part and throw it out. And you guys tell me what's important for people to know. What do you want them to know? To make the Green and Gold Collective better, to understand why you're doing it, to answer the naysayers. You know, I'll throw it out to you, Jay, and then Neil, you chime in.
I would just like to say, the question I get a lot is, how did it start? Why did you start it? And I actually had a beer during a blizzard last year with Matt Larson and Matt Entz and Dave Richmond. And Matt Entz had came to me and said, you know, we need this. We're getting beat in recruiting. And their goal at NDSU football is to always recruit like the highest of the mid-majors, right? So we're going up against the Wyoming, Colorado State, the Boise's quite often, South Dakota State, Northern Iowa. We want to be the best of that class. And we're very rarely going to beat Big 10, Big 12. We get it, right? But know your role in the hierarchy. So it had been affecting us, and that's why we were kind of like 2 years late. So suddenly it's like, and we're not talking like millions. We're not talking hundreds of thousands. A lot of times we're talking thousands. And I'd say at NDSU, Buys the Nation has been unbelievable. So I think that's where it started. I want to kind of go from there to say now, you know, after we're into it 6 months to a year, now it's like, who else is doing it? You had sent a couple emails to us stating like one of your questions. UND is going to start, you know, we understand next month. We'll be interested to see where that goes, if hockey's involved, you know, et cetera. USD making a big investment, hiring Ben LeCompte to help support their collective down at USD. And then, you know, South Dakota State, when they won down in Frisco, the day they won in Frisco, they started a collective. And it went live on Twitter like an hour before kickoff. And I was already hating myself for not watching the Bison in Frisco. And then I'm like, oh, great. Now we have more competition, which I love. I'm going to tell you right now, I love it. We have a lot of quiet confidence in what we're trying to do and support in our community. And I think Bison Nation, including yourself and what you've been willing to do and gather your friends, family, it's been nothing short of amazing. So I love the challenge. I've definitely had some naysayers like, this won't work. It's not sustainable. Well, guess what? We've got 500 people paying monthly. So when you talk about sustainability, I mean, if they keep paying, you know, we're doing good to quite good.
Yeah. Before I kick it to Neil, there are no emails. This is all unscripted, live radio. It's me off the top of my head, folks. Don't forget that. Neil, without talking about the emails that I did not send, what do you think is important? You know, you and I go way back. I asked you to come on. You brought Jay, but I've known you forever. You've always been the NDSU guy. So when I heard about this, it wasn't an if. I assumed it was a win. And so, you know, are you out there pounding the pavement? You know, why? You gave me the earlier, but talk a little more, drill a little deeper.
Yeah, so I think it's helpful to tell kind of a personal story. And then, you know, I've shared that with my friends and certainly brought people to Jay that didn't know Jay already or just been trying to get the word out. But, you know, when all this started happening with NIL and the transfer portal and everything that is so, you know, foreign to college sports, maybe, you know, 15 years ago that is now just commonplace and not going away today, you know, my first reaction was, you know, gosh, how did we get here? You know, why does it have to be this way? Can't we go back to the old days? And you can cry forever about it until you realize that you just got to accept it. And so,
love that.
So we've got to do something about it. And that's the Bison way. You know, we've got to do it, and we've got to do it better than the competition. We've got to do it first, and we got to do it fast. And so that, I love Jay's energy on that. And it was just time to move. And so, you know, Jay's talk and the competition's mobilizing on that. That's great. You know, bring on the competition, like I'd always said in the Bison Sports Arena, right?
Yep.
That's what we're going to do. You know, you'd ask before the break, Dane, you know, where do you see this going in 10 years? And I don't think anybody can truthfully say they have any idea. What I think you can say is what the rules are in place right now, we have to be the best at, and then we just have to keep adapting. And so we have to attack NIL like we do everything else, be the best at it right now, and what comes next, we'll just move to that, whatever it is.
Because I got one thing that I get a lot, even when my limited knowledge on this, there's always this discussion about the difference between NIL, transfer portal. People are mad about different things. I don't think they actually understand who they're supposed to be mad at or what, you know, the college sports of before. So talk a little different there and
yeah,
how the NIL or how your work hopefully prevents the transfer portal stuff, but how are they different? How are they the same?
Yeah, in the last year, I think it's almost universal. Most people don't like the transfer portal. At the same time, you know, I've got college-age children and a lot of kids, you know, they go somewhere and maybe they don't love it. You wouldn't say, hey, you have to go stay at your job for the next 20 years, even though you hate it. So flexibility is kind of what I think the country's gone to. So I see kind of both sides of it. I hate the tampering aspect. If you're a really good quarterback at the FCS level and you haven't entered the portal, but you're getting what we'll call DMs and people are sliding into your DMs saying, here, I got 500,000 if you want to go play here. I mean, nobody likes that. But as far as the kids getting paid, I don't think many people have a real problem with that. And we've seen – that there's a division between NIL and the transfer portal, and one kind of helps or potentially corrects the other, which has been great.
And the one thing I heard you guys talking about on the break was this idea that, you talked about it before, it's really important for me to talk about this. It's not one player, it's the whole team. One of you guys, tell me that story about what the coaches said, because that's a very much of a Bison Nation story.
We're a Bison Nation. We're paying team. We're not paying I's and me's. This is a across-the-board deal. Like I said, we've paid 76 student-athlete returners. We're very excited about that, and we're very proud. We believe to be the strongest collective in the mid-major market.
Yeah, and I would just add, you know, it's a focus on retention, not recruitment. So we're not out there in the portal offering guys. We're making sure that we try to keep our guys here.
Our coaches have already done a great job of recruiting and developing. It's our job now as Bison Nation to do the third piece, and that is retention.
I like that, recruitment, not retention. That's a great way to end it. Guys, thank you so much.
Thank you, Dan.
Thanks for allowing us to educate the audience.
Afternoon's live.
Go Bison.
Go Bison.